welcome to Lenyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. When rich Uncle Simon invites his family and friends over for a dinner party and a big announcement, well, thoughts turn to money. When an unexpected revelation is made, no one seems happy at all. Strauss Theater Center presents The Demise of Dorothy Dingell, a murder mystery dinner theater. Brandy Albritton is the show's director, and Kathy Regan is a cast member. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Brandy, let's kind of jump right into this. Tell us about the setting for this dinner theater. Rich Uncle Simon.
Yeah. Rich Uncle Simon. He is, the story takes place in this New England manor. And, of course, you know, these murder mysteries always take place during a big stormy night. To add to the suspense and the mystery. So you come in and you come into the parlor and you get to sit down and look around and see all of the old art and antiques of that the setting is, mm-hmm. and get to just become comfortable and be a part of this family. And as the night progresses, more family members come in, and all family have these great characters in them.
So. Well, yeah, let's showcase this family a little bit. Tell us about some of the family members, the cast.
Okay, so you've got Uncle Simon, mm-hmm. and he's been brought up with money, so he's wealthy, and he's got a sister, Agnes Garrity, who has two boys, Howard and Patrick, and they just. They've come across hard times. All of them have come across hard times. They all have a reason for needing some kind of money. Then you've got a niece named Jessica, who is an aspiring actress, and she wants to go off to Hollywood and become this big movie star.
Right.
So she's got her boyfriend that comes with her, and he wants to be this big director. So he's bringing her along and trying to take over Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Uncle Simon's half-brother, Wallace Jameson. And poor Wallace, he just kind of he's been dealt a bad lot in his life. He's not been given all of the luxuries that Simon has brought up with.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned before, when money is involved or thinks that money is involved,
right.
Things can get very interesting very quickly.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see how everybody tries to come up with a plan and an idea of how they can weasel their way into getting some kind of money out of Uncle Simon.
Right. I guess the story eventually evolves into where everyone is considered a suspect.
Well, the interesting plot twist is that, everybody comes into this evening thinking that Simon is going to give away money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he makes the announcement, in fact, that he's engaged, and he introduces Miss Dorothy Dingell to everyone,
yeah.
And they they don't take to it very very graciously. So that's where everything starts to get crazy and wild and interesting. So that's really kind of the gist of it.
Well, Kathy, what is your role in this production?
I'm Agnes Gafferty, and I'm the widow mother of two boys, Patrick and Howard, mm-hmm. and I'm also an alcoholic.
Oh,
so I steadily drink throughout the whole play. At one time, I even pass out. It's amusing.
Yeah. What have you enjoyed about this production, the role that you get to have?
I mean, I love the role. Mm-hmm. It's just hilarious, you know, right down to the passing out. Brandy had to teach me how to do that. I remember from the old days, though. But, Brandy is an excellent, excellent director. I think the story is very well written. And the cast, I mean, I couldn't ask for a better cast to work with. We're having a great time. I mean, it's just fun.
Yeah. Brandy, I think that's one of the things, local writer Toby Otero, and
yes.
You've had the opportunity to work with him. Share on that process and the creative process of bringing this into a dinner theater.
Okay. Yeah. Toby Otero wrote the story, and way back before he had finished writing it, he'd been telling me about the idea of the premise of the story. And I was so excited about it from the very beginning. He's written several other shows before, and so I didn't have any idea that I would be able to direct it. When Strauss Theater approached me about directing mm-hmm. a dinner theater for them, I immediately thought of his show, and I thought, man, I would love to at least be a part of it.
Right.
If not directed, I would love to be a part of it in some way. And so I just approached him. I was like, look, what do you think? Do you think that you would be willing to let me do this? And he was like, you know what? Actually, I think you would be fine with it. You would be great to do it. So I'm very honored to be able to take his work and bring it to life.
Yeah. This is a dinner theater. And Kathy, I would be remiss if I didn't ask, what is on the menu for?
Oh, my goodness. If anyone has ever heard of Lees of LeCompte, it's a wonderful meal set up for the night. We have a choice of grilled chicken breast or lasagna. And the chicken breasts are sautéed with mushrooms, garden salad with dressings, green beans, almondine, and oh my God, my favorite, lemon ice box pie, the great Lee's pie, homemade rolls, unsweetened tea and coffee, and all the condiments will be provided.
Yeah. Well, Brandy, performance dates for the show.
Okay, it starts February 21st and 22nd. And then February 28th and March 1st. And each performance will be at 6:30 there at Strauss Theater. The tickets are $45 a person. You can get a table of 8 for $400. And you can call the box office at 323-6681.
The Demise of Dorothy Dingell. Brandy and Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having us.
You can hear this and other Atlantia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.